Well, thanks so much for joining us here this Tuesday evening, June 7th. This is the Purium Tuesday night training call. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado this evening and excited to share some great information with you. Before we do that, let me make a couple of important announcements. First of all, Dave Sandoval, our president, owner, founder, and head formulator, is going to be down in South Florida June 23rd through June 26th. I know there are a handful of events that are going to be open to the public that you can attend, that your friends, neighbors, guests can attend, other distributors can attend. So anybody down in Southeast Florida from West Palm Beach down to Miami, there are going to be events. I know the two big ones are going to be Friday night in South Beach in Miami, a very different type of meeting. It's going to be hosted by Sam Newman. It's at a restaurant called Thrive. It's supposed to be a top-notch South Beach restaurant. Different type of meeting. I guess when you're in South Beach, you got to have some dinner at a beautiful, fantastic restaurant. Got to have a little music. And then Dave Sandoval will be the keynote speaker of that event, but definitely more of a mix-and-mingle type of feel. So if you have some high-end prospects or distributors that you'd like to meet with down there in South Beach, going to be a great environment Friday night, 7 o'clock. Be looking for more information on the events page on phporder.com. And then that very next day, Saturday, I believe that's June 25th, at 1 p.m. in Boynton Beach, which is a little farther north in between Boca and West Palm, Boynton Beach at the Equus Clubhouse, there's going to be a free event. Again, Dave's going to be speaking. They're going to be giving away a free CD there. So, good stuff, good opportunities. Two very different venues, very different types of business opportunity presentations, but it's all going to center around Purium products and the opportunity that we offer. Laura Gillen is the host of that Boynton Beach meeting. So more meetings to be announced, and anytime that you can get your prospects in front of Dave, good things are going to happen. And in fact, we're modifying our PHP Order website as we speak, and sometime later this month expect to see some dramatic positive improvements about our presentation online. And that includes some really excellent presentation of Dave Sandoval himself and who he is as a world-renowned expert on whole food nutrition, disease prevention. He's a radio talk show host, an author, and I think he's one of the most under-promoted assets that we have online. So we're going to be collecting up his blog, his Facebook page, and kind of some of the best of stuff, put it on the website all in one place so that your prospects can learn more about Dave and who he is and who we are. So be looking for that here this month for sure. One of the other things, of course, that we introduced here recently that we're having great success with is our gift card program. It is the best introduction to our business, the best invitation, and the simplest way to have a new person get started by giving away free product. And every week, to encourage you to be doing that, we give away 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 in retail value, $200 in wholesale value, and the winner of this week's free gift card contest is Tula Patokos, Tula Patokos from Pinellas Park, Florida. So congratulations, Tula. I know that she's been consistently handing out cards. One last week was redeemed, one this week was redeemed, and that's what it's all about, is consistency. It's constantly telling the story of introducing people to the Purium business, to the Purium products. And that leads us right into our training here this evening. And it comes from a gentleman who I would say is the best and most experienced business opportunity presenter I've ever met. He's been a business opportunity presenter for over 40 years. His primary business for most of his career is a vending franchise. So he talks to probably a dozen people a day, either over the phone or in person, about starting a vending machine franchise. And those vending machine franchises go for anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000, depending on how many machines you get and what types of machines. He's also been a very, very successful network marketer. He sold all sorts of different things. So I would say, conservatively, he's had tens of thousands of people across the desk from him, across the Starbucks table from him, over the phone with him. And, you know, when I asked him, his name's Pat, I asked Pat, you know, what's the key? You know, what's a prospect looking for, and what do you have to communicate in a presentation? And he said, after 40 years, I can boil it down to two questions. If you can get a yes to both of these questions, then you're going to have somebody in your business opportunity, whether you're selling a $20,000 vending machine franchise or a few $100 business opportunity like we do at Purium. And the two questions are, the first one is, will it work? And the will it work question is the rational question. It's the objective question. It's almost as though your prospect is looking at the business opportunity like an investor. So he or she is going to be saying, is there something special about the product? Is the product a good value? Are the timing and trends positive? Is the company well established? Is the ownership in place? You know, is it a viable business? And one of the things that's great about Purium is we've been in business 7 years. We own our own manufacturing facility. Dave Sandoval is a real expert. Our product value speaks for itself. And you're going to see more and more that our business opportunity is going to look and feel as good as it really is. So will it work? Absolutely. The challenge that most people have as presenters is that's where they stop. You know, they spend so much time convincing the prospect, the product's unbelievable, the product's the best, the product's unbelievable, product's the best, and they've only answered one question, and really, in many ways, the less important question. The second question is the more important question, which is, will it work for me? And it sounds like the same question, will it work and will it work for me, but we're getting out of the objective, rational investor mind, and we're getting into the more personal, emotional mind of, is this something that I could do, something I would do, something I believe in, something I'd want to do, something I could see myself doing, something I could see other people doing? What does it cost to start? What's my potential upside? What kind of support am I going to get? Me. What's going to happen for me, to me? How does this work? And so it's almost when the person puts themselves in the shoes of being a business owner, even though they're the prospect. So let me give an example of a McDonald's franchise. And I think that objectively, if we had the investor's hat on, that we would probably say it's going to work, that the product is a proven product, the brand is a proven brand, the ownership is a proven ownership, and that in these tough economic times, people are looking to downgrade, unfortunately, their food sources in general. And so with that, timing and trends are in the favor. So if you put in X number of dollars, chances are X plus a lot more will come out the other end. So if I was presenting to you a McDonald's franchise, I think the will it work piece of it probably would not be very hard for me to convince. But the will it work for me piece is going to be way, way, way harder, and that's why almost everybody on this phone would say no thanks. Number one is the startup costs. Maybe 0.1% of the people can have the disposable income to be able to invest $750,000 to $1 million and then some to start a standalone facility, a McDonald's facility, maybe $2, $3, $4, $5 million in startup costs. I don't even know these days what it costs. And they tell you that you should expect not to be earning income, pulling money from that store for several years. So it's not only the $1, $2, $3, $4 million it takes to start up the store, but it's a couple years of income that you have to live without. So that's a knockout factor right there. But even if you could get over that, would you really want to flip burgers 60, 70 hours a week and manage a bunch of teenagers and deal with all the stress and challenges that come with being in the fast food business? And do you believe in the mission and vision of McDonald's and the junk food that they sell? And chances are the answer is no. So that's where the will it work for me, an extreme example, does not work. And so, you know, understand that most people are going to be easier to say yes when their objective, rational investor mind is on and say, yeah, that sounds like a good product. Yeah, Dave sounds like a good guy. I could see how this business objectively will be bigger next year and the year after than it is today. But do I want to do this business? Well, I don't know. And that's where I think a couple of important things come in. One is the gift cards. you know, when you make things fun, when you make things simple, when somebody is saying, could I do what you do, would I do what you do, can you hand out a gift card? Can you mail out a gift card? Can you give away products? Can you teach people to give away products? We believe in these products so much, we give them away. All of that is very easy for most people to say, yeah, I could confidently give away beautiful little four-color cards and let people try a product, versus trying to sell a product, trying to become an expert in ingredients and all kinds of information. And so that's a piece of the puzzle that a lot of people don't understand, is we're in the duplication business, not in the sales business. And so your goal is to expose people and show people how easy and fun it is. And these gift cards are easy and fun, and they're a big part of the difference of who we are, and utilizing them is going to make it easier for you to have success in duplicating the business. So that's a big piece, because people listen to the music as much as they listen to the words. And what I mean by that is, if you're starting to throw out all kinds of important, difficult, challenging information, they're going to say, wow, that sounds impressive, but that looks hard. I don't want to do that. I don't want to put stuff into boxes and mail it out. It's one of the things that's nice about the gift card program. You don't have to mail anything. You don't have to do anything. Somebody just shows up at your website, puts in their information, and suddenly the system is automatically sending out the product for you, automatically sending out emails on your behalf, linked to your website. All of that is 21st century real-world automated marketing. So understanding how that system works, using that system, promoting that system is a big, big, big part of will it work for me and why our opportunity just got a 100, 200, 300% better. The other part is you, your testimonial, the special sauce that you have in sharing why people are joining with you as much as with the product and the company. And so what I wanted to do tonight was tell you how to share a testimonial. There's a little formula, a pretty simple little formula of how you would share your testimonial. And it's really more for a public meeting, more for a conference call or a three-way phone call where, you know, you don't know the prospect as well. But, you know, even if you know the person well, you still want to weave in this format. So the first part is identifying yourself, your name, and who you are. What job or business you had other than network marketing that led you to this business, the problem that you had in your life, whether it was a health problem or, more relevantly, a business or lifestyle challenge that you had, and how Purium or network marketing fixed it and what your experience has been. So it's your name, what job or business you were in, what the problem was that you had, how Purium fixed it, and what your experience has been. So let me give you an example of a couple of different types of occupations and what their challenges might have been, and even use my own as well. So let's say a nurse. What challenges could a nurse have? Well, a nurse is in a high-stress type of business. Could be very difficult hours. Could be working with difficult people. Could be low pay. So why would they join Purium? Well, they're looking for a situation that's less stressful. Working with people they choose to work with. Working hours they choose to work. Getting paid what they're worth. So that's how a nurse might tell her or his testimonial is, you know, my name's David Litt. I was a nurse, or I am a nurse. And, you know, the challenge was this was a high-stress, low-pay job where I was working with a lot of people that I didn't necessarily like to work with in difficult situations, difficult hours, and now I've lowered the amount of hours I've had to take at the hospital because I'm working with Purium, and I love it. It gives me freedom. I'm working with the type of positive people I want to work with. What if I was a truck driver? Well, if I was a truck driver, I'm away from my family a lot. I had a good friend of mine who's a network marketer whose wife was a flight attendant, and his main goal was to have her home more. They had a family, and he wanted her home more. That was his motivating factor, was she was gone too much. What if you're a corporate manager? What if you got downsized? Well, now you realize you don't have control of your life, control of your income. What if you're a cancer survivor? Well, nutrition could be a huge part of who you are now, and you now have some real true skepticism about the food that we eat. And so you become pickier about the food that you eat. And that's how Purium has fixed your life. So it doesn't have to just be a job. But it could be that you've got kids going to college and you looked at their savings accounts, or you looked at your 401k and it went from X amount in 2007 to half of X in 2008. And so you joined Purium to make sure that you took care of your own retirement so that you don't have to work for the rest of your life. So whether you're a conventional business owner that has employees and overhead and headaches, or whether you're a travel agent who's in a dying industry and you wanted to be in an industry that was more on trend, you know, you want to be communicating the benefits of the money, the time freedom, maybe the product benefits, the nutrition, and also how the experience has been fun or easy or rewarding or exciting, enriching. So, you know, even if you haven't had great success, you can use words like rewarding or challenging or enriching, or you've learned a lot, so that you can share what the challenge was, why you took it on, and why you feel like your life has improved or is improving. And that's something that's important too, is that it's not just about how much money you've made, but the direction that your check is going or where you think it could go, what your plans are. And so the more that you're excited, the more that you're passionate, and the more that you connect with somebody through context, how you know them, the easier it is to lower the bar that they'll say, yes, this will work for me. So for me, I mean, I've been a corporate guy. I've worked in a company at all levels of the company. And, you know, there's some good things about getting a paycheck every couple of weeks, but there's some challenges, you know. And the challenges have to do with lack of freedom. I got 2 weeks of vacation every year. The amount of hours I had to work, the amount of stress that I had, the lack of freedom that I had, all those things were things that led me away from being a conventional business person. And then I decided to open up a conventional business. So I said, hey, I want to be the owner. I don't want to be the employee. And conventional businesses have their own challenges of employees and overhead and startup costs. And, you know, when the economy turned bad in 2008, I felt like a sitting duck. I was in a shopping mall, and I couldn't move my business. So, you know, all those things make me relatable to a variety of types of people, whether it's a corporate executive or whether it's a conventional business owner, as to how I would tell my story and how I could put it into context so that they would feel my pain, I would feel their pain, and I can say, hey, I found a better way. I found something that I'm excited about, and even though I'm not making a lot of money yet, I'm really looking for a handful of good people, like-minded people, people who are conventional business owners or people who are, you know, former, you know, sales and marketing executives, and that's why I called on you. And so if you go too fast, your prospect's going to feel overwhelmed. But chances are, if you go too slow, if you spoon-feed people, if there's not enough excitement and urgency and passion and that they feel like they're going to get supported, but importantly, that they're going to be carried along for the ride of your energy, you're not going to make any money because nobody's going to want to join you. I've got a friend of mine who's a very, very successful networker, and he's been successful for 20-plus years. He's made, you know, six figures, nearly seven figures for 20 years, and all in network marketing. And the thing that's successful about him and his testimonial is his lifestyle. You know, so he makes more than the average person, but he lives like he makes 10 times more than the average person. He has a house in Colorado. He has a house in Florida. He has a bunch of different toys, and he loves to invite people over and have a ton of fun. And so he takes pictures all the time of skiing or snowboarding or hiking or kayaking or at the beach and fishing, and he's constantly living the life and showing off his time freedom, and he weaves in his business there too. But, you know, he's a good networker as well as a network marketer, because he's constantly sharing those pictures. He's updating his Facebook page. He's making it look fun to be an entrepreneur. And I guarantee you that even though the products that his company offers are probably not as exciting as the products that the Purium offers, and definitely not as effective. And they don't have a gift card marketing system that if somebody spent an hour a day with this person, they're going to join his business because it's just that much fun to be around him, and he's that passionate about being an entrepreneur, and you feel like you're going to learn something from him being with him. And I'm not saying it's one size fits all. I mean, not everyone can live that lifestyle or be that person. But whatever it is that's true to you, if you can connect with other people and share that in the form of a testimonial, in the form of a story, then good things are going to happen. Because you're paid to promote the business. You're paid to promote the opportunity and yourself. And if you overthink it, if you stay too rational, too objective, and too focused on product benefits, you're going to bore people to death. And people are going to say, that all sounds good, but you know what? I don't want to be basically a walking encyclopedia of nutritional information. But if you're handing out gift cards, if you're passionate about the benefits that the products deliver, if you're living the lifestyle, if you're losing weight, if you're having fun, if your life is moving in a positive direction and you let people know that, then chances are, people will believe you. And you need to say it. You need to flat out say, you like this, you believe in this, you believe it's going to, you know, grow, and you're excited. I remember one time I went to traffic court. I got a ticket, or, you know, I ended up getting out of the ticket for this very reason, for not fully stopping at a stop sign and taking a right-hand turn. It was just a rinky-dink, silly little offense, and I didn't do it. I mean, the stop sign was way off of the crossroad, and it really frustrated me that I got pulled over. I mean, I couldn't even believe I got pulled over, and I decided to fight it. And so I started out by talking to the judge, and the first thing I said was, you know, I need to let you know right up front, Judge, I didn't do this. You know, the stop sign is in the wrong place, and da-da-da-da-da. And he stopped me right there, and he said, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've had people in front of me that have brought pictures and witnesses and all sorts of stuff and questioned the radar guns and all these things, and they don't say, I didn't do it. So if you're telling me in the first sentence that you didn't do this and you now have some proof, I'm all ears because I believe that you didn't do it. And it was, like, really weird, you know, but it was really cool for me to hear that, because it's something that I've remembered forever, which is, you know, you got to tell people, hey, I like this business. I'm making money in this business. My health is better in this business. I'm losing weight. So don't assume that people know that. Don't knock them over with facts and figures. Show them how fun it is. Show them how easy it is. Point out to them that the autoresponder system does a lot of the work for you, that Dave Sandoval travels around the country, the owner of the company, out there doing health seminars to help us, to help our business. And suddenly that bar gets lower and lower and lower, and the next thing you know, they're buying a bronze pack, they're buying a silver pack, they're buying a gold pack, they've got some gift cards, they're excited about the business, and they're handing it out to other people and duplicating. That's what this is. It's a business of duplication, but, you know, your testimonial is the special sauce that makes your business what it is. So, you know, will it work? Yes, this business will work. We have people who's checks are growing. We have people who's having lots of success, not investing a lot of time, and making a good amount of money. Will it work for you? You got to make it work for yourself, and you got to make it work for other people and share with them how it's working for you. Tell them it's working for you. Tell them it will work for you, and it will work for them, and it will. And make sure that once you enroll somebody, that's the beginning of the process, not the end of the process, and that you're going to support them and show them and get them started right. And we'll be talking about getting people started right in the upcoming weeks. And that was a little bit of information about how to share your testimonial and take control of your business and take control of the conversation. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. Every Thursday night, part of the tools, part of the system, part of what we do for you is we share the story. We share the will it work part for you every Tuesday night, so it makes your job or every Thursday night, so it makes your job easier. So hand out your cards, share the product, and if there's any prospect that is at all interested in this business, invite them onto this line Thursday night, same time, same number. We appreciate all of the distributors being on the line. We love your support, but really the purpose of the call is for prospects. So they can hear the information and hear it in a professional and organized way so that they're excited, so that when you share your personal testimonial, your will it work for me, they're ready to say yes and ready to join. So that's the whole system. So please invite folks on this Thursday night, 48 hours from now, and we'll catch you then and help you build your business. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Have a great night. Have a great 48 hours, and we'll catch you on Thursday night. Thanks so much. Bye now.